بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah Al-Anbiya 21 verse 107 concerning Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. And we have sent you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, not but as a mercy for mankind, jinns, and all that exist. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم, none of you will truly believe, حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده, until I become more beloved to him than his father and his son and all mankind. This is narrated in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This subject deals with the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as came in the Quran. And the first quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described his Prophet with is Al-Ubudiyya. Al-Ubudiyya. That he is a abd of Allah, a slave worshipper of Allah. And this station of ubudiyyah is the highest station that a person can attain. The more a person manifests this ubudiyyah to Allah, the more perfect his station and his level would be. So this is a quality of honor and praise. Anyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose from his slaves, chose to fulfill the message of inviting the people to Allah, was described with ubudiyyah. But as to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah described him with this ubudiyyah in the highest stations. He described him with ubudiyyah when he mentioned the journey of Isra, as in Surah Al-Isra, Chapter 17, verse 1. Allah Ta'ala, upon mentioning this, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Glorified and exalted He, Allah, above all that evil they associate with Him. Allah who took His slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at this, took His slave, added his slavery to Allah. He took his slave for a journey by night from the Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca to the farthest mosque in Jerusalem. And he described him with this ubudiyyah when he mentioned the inspiration he bestowed upon him, as in Surah Al-Najm, verse 10. قال الله تعالى سورة النجم verse 10 فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. So did Allah convey the inspiration to his slave. Look at this, his slave. And also he described him with this in the third place in the Quran, when he performed the greatest and most noble of worship, as in Surah Al-Jinn, verse 19, chapter 72, verse 19. قال الله تعالى وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ. كادوا يكونوا عليه لبدا. When the slave of Allah stood up invoking his Lord Allah, and this is the most noble act, because worship is, or dua is worship. When the slave of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood up invoking his Lord Allah in prayer to him, they, the jinns, just made round him a dense crowd, as if sticking one over the other, in order to listen to the people's recitation, to the Prophet's recitation. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this, we know that he was described with this great attribute of al-ubudiyya, and this in the most noble stations, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. And so therefore they are in Surah Al-Isra 17:1, and in Surah Al-Najm 53:10, and in Surah Al-Jinn 72:19. The second quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described his Prophet with is Al-Khuluq Al-Azim, the great character. Allah honored his messenger, the greatest honor, when he purified him and praised him, describing him in his great book by saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, in Surah Al-Qalam, verse 4, 68 verse 4, and verily you are on an exalted standard of character. Everyone who dealt with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew this of him and felt that from him, whether he was a disbeliever or a believer, a friend or an enemy, men or women, children or elder ones, slaves and free ones. In fact, the previous scriptures described the good character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam before his birth, as came in the Torah and as came in the Injil. Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, reported from Ata bin Yasar in volume 3, book 34, number 335. In this hadith, Ata bin Yasar said, لقيت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. I met Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with them, and asked him, أخبرني عن صفة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في التوراة. Tell me about the description of Allah's messenger which is mentioned in the Torah. He replied, والله إنه لموصوف في التوراة ببعض صفته في القرآن. Yes, by Allah, he is described in the Torah with some of the qualities attributed to him in the Quran, as Allah said, يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness for Allah's true religion, and a giver of glad tidings to the faithful believers, and a warner to the unbelievers. وَحِرْزًا لِلْأُمِّيِّينَ, and guardian of the illiterates. أَنْتَ عَبْدِي وَرَسُولِي, you are my slave and messenger. سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ, I have named you المتوكل, meaning the one who depends upon Allah. لَيْسَ بِفَضْلٍ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ, you are neither discourteous, harsh, nor a noise maker in the markets. ولا سخاب في الأسواق ولا يدفع السيئة السيئة ولا يدفع بالسيئة السيئة, and you do not do evil to those who do evil to you, ولكن يعفو ويغفر, but you deal with them with forgiveness and kindness. ولن يقبضه الله حتى يقيم الله به الملة العوجاء, and Allah will not let him, the Prophet, die till he makes straight the crooked people. بأن يقولوا لا إله إلا الله, by making them say none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. ويفتح بها أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا, with which will be opened blind eyes and deaf ears and enveloped hearts. And this description was completely manifested in his character. Since he was a child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved him from the ugly and base habits of the days of ignorance. And Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his childhood and took care of him by himself, didn't leave him for others. And he continued to do so until he made him dislike the status of the days of Jahiliyyah. And he protected him from that. All of this kindness and care of him. He was known for his truthfulness and trustworthiness amongst his people until he deserved the title As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful, one trustworthy, one. He was trusted on the most precious of things before he received the inspiration. Then how about the inspiration and the message? And his message itself is a call also for the highest standards of nobility of character. وَعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I had been sent to perfect the moral characters. His character, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, his wife, mentioned that his character was the Qur'an, pleased by what is pleasing, meaning to the Qur'an, and angry for that which the Qur'an is angry at, meaning that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted his life in accordance with the guidance of the Qur'an. And so therefore he complied for all that which the Qur'an calls for, avoiding all that which the Qur'an calls for staying away from and keeping away from. So accordingly, each character mentioned in the Qur'an, then it is from the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from forgiveness to care to kindness to justice. Keeping kinship, preserving one's private parts, fulfilling the covenants. And if we were to mention the noble character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in detail, then this would take a long time. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I served the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 10 years by Allah. He never said to me, oof, never. Nor did he say to something that I did, why did you do that? Or for something that I didn't do, why didn't you do that? Never did he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strike with his hand any one, a woman, neither a woman nor a servant, except that when he is in jihad for the cause of Allah, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha described him. May Allah salam be upon our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.